Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 19th of June 2017, and this is, I think, the 603rd Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just come round the corner because there's quite a wind, and I'm hoping that I've now got the wind blowing at my back and that it will protect the microphone a little bit. It's a funny sort of a day. The temperature's quite warm. I think it's 16 or something, but there's a wind, and this wind, it feels chilly to me, even though it's not actually a cold wind. Oh dear, sorry about that. There's a machine going on. I'm passing the same place that I was a few days ago when I was coming this way, past the ramp that they've just built, which is, yes, next to another ramp, in the same place, but both of them going straight to about 12 steps. So I'm not sure what the logic is behind that. And now I am next to a sprinkler. I've just been showered with water. It doesn't really make me feel any warmer, but it has been extraordinarily dry. You know, in midwinter you don't usually have to water the garden much, but I noticed some things really wilting today, so I can understand why they've got the sprinkler on. And I'm past it now, but I've got some water in my ear. One shoot kind of had a direct hit to my ear. Just see where I'm going. School's out, so the traffic is a little unpredictable. It is really midwinter. There are no leaves on these lovely ash trees at the moment. But I think when I look more closely at them... No, actually I can't. Yes, I can. There are buds on them. Just the beginning, sort of knobs, I should say. Not really buds, but... yeah, there are a couple of shoots that are new. So this is typical Tasmanian a season where spring and winter and autumn all coexist, and we have these strange floral pairings. You can have sort of chrysanthemums and daffodils out at the same time. Oops, that wind started up again. This is actually, we haven't had any wind for ages. And I almost have to remind myself when there isn't any wind how lovely it is. It's a bit early for our windy season, which starts probably in August. So with any luck, this is just a bit of a one-off. And it's not a very strong wind. I mean, I really can't possibly complain about it. Just crossing another road. Whoops, and another car's coming much too fast towards me. Safe, the other side. I wonder how your weekend went. Mine went very quickly, Sunday in particular. It seemed to be quite a lot of things happening, all really nice things unfolding. We had the market and then double ringing in two different places, and then a little walk, the first walk I've done with my friend not the first one I've done with her, but the first one we've done in daylight together for about 2 months, so that was a bit of a treat. And then I had afternoon tea with my neighbour, so it was sort of a gentle unfolding day of no writing. And I feel a bit in need of a break from writing at the moment. So a day that was off writing, so off work. And Monday I have had as a free day from writing as well. I mean, I've allocated it as a free day from writing, but I'm finding it a bit difficult because I feel as if I've got a deadline. I do have a deadline. I'm finding it a bit difficult to honour that commitment. In the afternoons, I have to honour it because I have other things that I'm doing, but it's not a proper mental commitment to not writing in the morning. I still feel really uncomfortable about not writing. So I've been thinking about writing, and I suppose I've been doing more reading than writing, so maybe I can be excused. There's a woman across the road who is pushing 2 children in a pram up this quite steep hill. I feel a little bit guilty that I'm walking downhill without anything to carry at all, although I'm about to load my bag up with oats. It's suddenly really greyed over. It is a really odd day. Really odd day, sort of lowering, a bit heavy. I think that's how I'm feeling at the moment, slightly weighed down. And sometimes it is just the weather and nothing else. So I shall just wait for it to pass, the greyness to pass. Excuse this racket whilst we're just crossing the road, or trying to get some lights to change so that the little person turns green for me. It's one of those silly situations where nothing's coming but we can't move. Here we go. Going to take you in with me, but I'm going to press pause, I think, so that I'm not actually talking to you while I'm in there, but so that I can continue the podcast after I've got my oats. Okay, here I am back again. I've never walked down this bit of the street with you before, partly because it's noisy, but partly also because I always stop before I go into the Whole Foods shop, and that's why I thought I'd put you on pause so that I could bring you down a little bit further into town on this route. As with most roads or into town, there's a bit between the kind of quite pleasant residential area and the more interesting central city area, and it's not usually as interesting, but here we do have some music. There's this lovely old building, it's all very old, it's sort of Edwardian, that used to be the Anchor Wool and Coal Depot and produce merchant and grain chaff and seed stores, but is now, well, I was going to say it's now a place, an arts place where people learn music, but I've just noticed that there's a sign on the windows. It looks very uninhabited. That is such a shame. You were able to learn almost any piece of music or voice things from here, and well, maybe they've just moved somewhere else. I'll have to go and have a quick look at the sign. Well, that's a big shame. Yes, it is closed and there's no indication that it's moved somewhere else. Still, it was really nice to have those couple of people sitting outside and playing the guitar. There's another shop empty, so I'm wondering whether someone's taking over the whole area. Don't know. There have been some big companies buying up space to build incredibly tall hotels, which is a bit out of keeping with the rest of the place. So I don't know where that's going to go, but I have noticed quite a few kind of local shops disappearing. Noticed how noisy the traffic is. I'm much more aware of it when I'm trying to talk to you. I'm just about to head for a sushi place to get a sushi that I can eat at between Qigong and Ringing. So that I've got it in my bag. If I wait until after Qigong, they only have the most boring sushis left, but with any luck, I'll get plenty of choice now. I think I'm nearly there. This place has been really, this city has been really bubbling these last couple of weeks with the winter solstice.